On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Welcome to another Redskins Talk, the podcast. Gosh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I'm not sure if you enjoyed that or not. That was Mitch Tischler, local celebrity, saying hi here from Arizona. Say hi now, Mitch.
Hey, what's up, people?
You don't have to stand closer to it. The microphone can pick you up.
I do. I want to make sure that people can hear me. Is that too much to ask?
Dude, you're going to be so loud on that mic.
Just because you're quiet. I have a nice booming voice. We're going to let the people know who I am.
All right, let's get serious here. Neither of us are quiet. We've had an incredible first 24 hours in the Valley of the Sun here in Phoenix at the NFL League meetings. We did really well. We got Bruce Allen, Redskins team president, to talk to us 15, 20 minutes.
At least 15 minutes. It was pretty overwhelming and wide-ranging.
So, real quick, before we get any further, I want to thank the good people at Commuter Connections. A couple clicks is all it takes to share a ride to and from work for free when you want, where you want. Make sure you check them out. 800-744-745-RIDE. Carpool Now is their app. That's what matters. Check out the app. If you're listening to a podcast, you want the app. Carpool Now is the app. Mitch, are you an app guy?
I'm an app guy, and I'm all in.
All right, so everybody here is about to listen to the podcast that we recorded with Bruce. I thought Bruce was, A, generous with his time, because let's just tell everybody that's listening, we were slotted about 10 minutes, and we went 15, 17 minutes.
A little over 15 minutes, and he was very generous in answering questions ranging from A to Z, and he had every opportunity to dodge, deny, and not try to answer questions. And to me, JP asked some great questions, and he gave some pretty forward answers.
Yeah, and that's Mitch's best attempt at complimenting me, and we don't have to keep track of that. But Bruce is a highly trained NFL professional, and I think he opened up in good spots, and I think there's a lot for NFL fans to listen to, and then Redskins fans in particular.
There's a lot to digest. He went through, he answered questions ranging from the draft to the offseason, McLuhan, everything in between. Yeah. And he was pretty great in terms of answering the questions honest and answering questions that were asked, as opposed to giving coach speak and PR speak and kind of avoiding it.
So, all right, we got to go to our sponsors real quick before we go to Bruce. But we just talked to Jack Youngblood, who's an NFL Hall of Famer that I think we're going to have another podcast with. How cool was that, dude?
That was incredibly cool. For lifer NFL fans like JP and myself, it was really quite an honor to have an opportunity to honestly just kind of shoot the moon with the guy and kind of talk about everything from, you know, current players to the way the game was played, the way that he would coach guys. It was really pretty incredible. So definitely look forward to a future Redskins podcast with Jack Youngblood. Redskins Talk podcast with Jack Youngblood.
So young guys, our boy Pete Haley, guys like that are listening, Google Jack Youngblood real quick so you understand what a legend this guy is. But he was so cool. And that is, if our bosses are listening, if Frank's listening, if Joe's listening, if Wargo's listening, that's the value, is not just us getting Bruce and getting that interview, but being able to make these contacts with the next guy that we can talk to more about different things, I think, Sitch.
Also, watching the guy rock the Super Bowl ring and kind of haphazardly adjusting it.
It was a Hall of Fame ring.
Hall of Fame ring, my apologies. But haphazardly adjusting it as we're talking and pretending like it's no big deal. I mean, to me, and I know to JP, it was a super cool moment and a pretty cool way to kick off this NFL owners meetings.
Not to mention, how dope of a name is Jack Youngblood? Like that, I mean, that's on the Bakari Rambo all-time name Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so if anybody's made it this far that doesn't know who Mitch is, he's the biggest celebrity on the Redskins beat, and you need to just find him on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle, Sitch?
It's Mitch underscore Tischler, and I'm kind of the guy behind the guy. Right, when you right. when you see JP, you see me, you see my work in all of its glory.
Okay, we're going to go real quick. Let's hear from our friends at Commuter Connections.
A couple clicks is all it takes to pay your bills, to share your thoughts, and now to share a ride. A couple clicks gives you more options to more places for free. Register to Rideshare today at CommuterConnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. Try our new Carpool Now app too.
Joined now by Washington Redskins team president Bruce Allen. Bruce, thank you very much for sitting down with us.
My pleasure. Nice set you have here.
Very nice scenery here in Arizona. I want to start with a question I get often, and that is, what is the grade for the Redskins so far this offseason? So I'm curious what your grade is so far this offseason.
Well, I think we were able to accomplish a lot of our game plan. We added 9 people in free agency when you include re-signing Kirk, signing our own players. And I think we added 4 new starters to our team and really have now started to focus on the draft.
So let's talk about some of the guys you added. Terrell Pryor's top of the list. What are you most excited about with Pryor?
Oh, I think his future is going to be better than anything you've seen in the past. And he has flashed elite skills at the wide receiver position. He's a great young man. And obviously, having so much quarterback experience, understands the passing game from a quarterback's perspective. And he's ready to get to work.
Were you surprised you were able to get him on a 1-year deal?
Well, no, because we were actually negotiating. We wanted to follow his situation. I think at the start of free agency, most people anticipated he's going to go back to Cleveland. But when he wanted to make a visit, we couldn't wait to get together with him.
Another big name you brought in, DJ Swearinger, could shore up that safety position for you. What do you hope from him this year?
We hope he just continues to get better as he has been doing for the Cardinals. He's got a great personality, and I think our opponents are going to know he's on the field.
Defensive line, you lost 2 guys in Chris Baker and Ricky Jean-Francois. Now you signed 2 other guys in Terrell McClain and Stacy McGee. Do you consider that an improvement from what you had?
Well, first of all, I'm going to miss Chris. He's a great guy. And Ricky Jean also was a good teammate for everyone. When we hired Jim Tomasulo as our new defensive line coach, he gave us specific instructions of the type of defensive lineman he was looking for and who he thought could fit our new defensive scheme. So in working with our coaches, we felt that these two will give us a good production this season.
And was that part of the reason then, working with Tomasulo, to not really pursue Baker? Per his tweets, there really wasn't much conversation about coming back.
We had conversations with his agent, but it was clear he was going to do well with Tampa Bay, and we wish him well.
Have you seen any of the Tomasulo clips from the combine? He's got some scary looking eyes.
I saw it from watching on the field. I haven't seen the video of it.
The internet had fun.
If there's a close up of it, I'm sure they saw some live snot somewhere in there.
I bet they did. 2 other big parts that you lost, especially from the offense, from the passing game, Deshaun and Pierre. Can Pryor and maybe more Doxson offset those losses?
Well, statistically, we lost 2,000 yards in receivers, and we signed 1,600 with Terrell and Brian Quick. I'm going to miss those two also. I love those guys, how they performed on the field and off the field as well, but I'm happy. I wish they both got $20 million a year from their new teams, but we're counting on the incumbents to come back and give us production, and our new additions hopefully will keep our passing game going.
Well, and can't help but notice how much taller you've gotten in the pass game. Was that a strategy going into this offseason?
Well, whenever you can find that in the mix, it is attractive. We rated Terrell very high, and Brian Quick, you know, he was a 33rd pick in the draft. We went back to our college notes on him to make sure it measured up with what he did in the pros, and he, another good young man, when he came in, it was a good visit, and he wanted to sign.
An Appalachian State guy. I root for the Mountaineers, so that'll be fun to get to know him. You mentioned Kirk. Obviously, that's a huge focus this offseason, is what's going to happen with Kirk. Where are you in long-term contracts with Kirk Cousins and his representatives?
Well, we've had a lot of dialogue. He signed his tender, and obviously we have an option for the 18 season. But our goal from the beginning has been to sign him long-term. And, you know, July 15th is the league-wide deadline to get that done, and I'm still hopeful and confident we'll do it.
What about all the trade rumors that circulate? Do you just dismiss that stuff, or have you had talks with other teams?
No. You know what? It's interesting. I don't get to pay attention to every...
You're not on Twitter all the time?
No, I don't have Twitter. And I'm not on Snapper, Chapper, or whatever it's called. I can't keep up with the rumors. No, we haven't talked to anyone. And Kirk and I have talked almost a dozen times this offseason. And we get to laugh when we hear these different rumors.
So Kirk Cousins will be the Redskins quarterback in 2017.
That's why we franchised him, yes.
Okay. There's still the big kind of elephant in the room this offseason is the dismissal of Scott McLuhan. And that's somebody you have a relationship, a personal relationship with his family. I'm wondering how hard that process was to make that decision.
You know, it was difficult because his father and brother and I worked together for a number of years with the Raiders and enjoyed success together. And when I brought him to the Redskins, I obviously was hoping for a good marriage, and it is disappointing, but I thought on the first day of the league year, the free agents we were bringing in, we needed clarity, and for our scouts to continue the good work they were doing, we had to give clarity for the season, and the opening day made the decision, and hope it works out for Scott, because now he can be hired by teams before the draft. He's available, and wish him the best.
So other teams can now hire Scott McLuhan?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. That's an interesting nugget to come out of all of this. Personally, did things get disruptive at the park with Scott?
Oh, I would never go into the personal conversations of I have with a player, a coach, or a staff member. I just know one thing. We have to get better. That rotten taste in our mouth after losing the last game of the season, we are all dedicated to making sure if we have that opportunity again that everybody's going to be on the same page to win that game. And that's what our focus has been.
So to get better as you move forward now, how much of Scott's influence is on the draft board and on the free agents you've gone after?
Well, everybody's fingerprints are in it. We've involved our coaches every year I've been here, even when Mike Shanahan was the coach of the team on free agency and the draft. Our college guys are working really hard right now and coming in. They're going to come in a week early, and we'll set up the draft board and go forward. But the free agency, our coaches were absolutely involved, and I think Alex Santos and Eric Schaefer did a tremendous job of recruiting some of these guys into the fold.
Santos is also a very sharp dresser. He always looks sharp.
Sometimes he has a real clean t-shirt on.
What, assuming you want to hire a new general manager, what is that role with you as team president?
Well, we'll discuss all of that after the draft. We're going into the draft with our staff, and they've embraced the extra responsibility that we've given a few of the guys, and we'll talk about what we need after the draft from a staffing standpoint.
So, you know, it's been a busy offseason that we've been talking for a few minutes here, and we haven't even gotten to the contract extension for the head coach. Can you walk me through that decision to extend Jay?
Well, it was after the season. Dan, Jay, and I got together, and we talked about what the game plan, because we made some changes on the coaching staff as well following the season. And Dan really likes the direction Jay is going, and really excited about where his career is going. He gets better every year, and his creativity and the offensive game planning is obvious, and his leadership skills and his honesty with the players, as I've talked to the players throughout this offseason, is unique and a special relationship, and I think it bodes well for our future.
He's also funny. Jay Gruden always makes me laugh.
Sense. His directness and sarcasm, and at the same time, he gets a coaching point in, but the guys do like his sense of humor as well.
How tough is it to lose both coordinators in one offseason?
Well, because of having the bench strength that we did.
The coaching bench?
Absolutely. Yeah. It made it seamless for us, and it really is Jay's offense that we run, so it feels comfortable. In the same way, I'm comfortable about the staff that we had and pro personnel and college personnel, that this has been a pretty seamless transition.
What is Jay's role in personnel?
Oh, he's got a big role. First of all, he coordinates all the coaches' reports, and when we set the draft board, Jay will be up there, and he watches every player that will be on our draft board, and he'll have an opinion.
Final say at the draft, 17th pick is up, and there's an argument between two players. Who has the final say? Who makes that call?
Well, first of all, the grade, we have all of those arguments and debates long before we set the board. So if two players end up having the same grade, we'll have the discussions long before the draft starts to say who's going to be edged up a little bit, and from the area scout to the position coach to the coordinator to Scott Campbell, and we'll have that decision made way before the draft.
And where's Doug Williams' role in all this stuff?
Doug is obviously, he's involved in the pro side and the college side, and he'll give grades to the players that we've assigned to him. And don't worry, Doug will voice his opinion on his players. He will not be shy.
But ultimately, final say would be yours?
It'll be the grade.
The grade. And everybody cumulatively comes up with the grade.
We will have the grade.
So, you may not know this, but people like to talk about the Redskins in D.C.
That's great.
They're a hot-button topic.
That's great.
One such hot-button topic is at the draft, do you go best player available or do you draft for need?
As we just talked about, it'll be the grade.
The grade, no matter what.
That will be it. Now, every person here at the league meeting is going to tell you they go by the grade. Unless they draft an X in the first round, they're not going to draft X in the second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round. But you go by the grade.
Defensive line has been a problem for the Redskins for a number of seasons. Will that impact the draft grades, knowing that you need to get better there?
No. I think adding Jim Tomasulo is going to affect our defensive line. I think that's a really good addition for us. And we have to get the players that he's looking for to mold into the Redskin mold. Our defense of stopping the run the last couple of years isn't up to par. And you can talk about anything you want with the Dallas Cowboys, this and that. They led the division in rushing, and they led the division in stopping the run. And you don't need an analytics department to point that out to you where we stood.
No fancy stats there.
No, you don't need that.
So do you believe that your defense can get better primarily through the changes that have already happened? Mundusky, Tomasulo.
Absolutely, and I think when our fans get to know these coaches a little bit more, you're going to realize that Coach Gruden really put an emphasis on teachers, and the people who came in are teachers, and you'll see it when we start practicing.
Sua Cravens moving to safety. What do you expect out of him at that position?
You know, he's a playmaker. You know, at USC, he was a playmaker. He's been a hybrid type of guy coming into the draft, and he's excited about this opportunity, so let's see what happens.
Free agency's kind of slowing down now. Should we expect any more bigger moves from the Redskins?
Well, don't know. You know, that around this time is when some people cut players too. So if somebody comes available that we think can help us win, don't worry, we'll be knocking on his door.
Switching gears a little bit, FedEx Field is your guys' home, obviously, but there's talk of a new stadium deal. You've talked about that, and there's been meetings, I believe, with Maryland, D.C., and Virginia officials. Is there a leader in that race where a new stadium might be?
No, not yet. We're going to have a good opportunity, and we have some time to talk about that.
Any place you prefer?
We're going to have a really good opportunity.
Gotcha. Bruce, I'd like to end it with this. You've been in football your whole life. You've been in Oakland and Tampa. You've had a lot of different roles in and around the game. But the Redskins clearly mean something to you, probably dating back to your father and everything. Tell us a little bit about what this organization means to you personally.
The Washington Redskins is one of the greatest monuments in our nation's capital. And it was built by the players, coaches, and fans for 84 years. So this will be our 85th season. But with that, there is a responsibility that we have to get it right for the fans, for the players, and the coaches. And I'm proud of our staff, and whether it's the people who work at FedEx Field or Redskin Park, that every day we got to win. We got to win that day. We got to get better. And that's the work ethic that they bring every day, and it's what we need, because we're going to have to outwork our opponents in order to win.
So with that, how gut-wrenching, we got a football flying over our heads here, how gut-wrenching was week 17?
It was awful, and that's it. And that, I don't want to say it was a motivator, but it was a great sign. When we get that opportunity, we have to seize that moment, and it's everyone has to seize that moment. It's hard to get to that point where your last game means you win, you make the playoffs, and you get to play for the trophy. And losing it was it was awful. I mean, we're on TV. I can't use some of the words, but it's worse than awful.
And is that part of your attack for 2017?
It's been our attack. We met instantly after that game and said we need a game plan, not only to win week 17, but try and put ourselves in a better position.
Bruce, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I really want to thank Bruce Allen. That was incredible. He gave us really good access. He talked to us for a long time, longer than we were supposed to get, and answered all of our questions. Now, there's going to be fans out there that will shout that, hey, we didn't get enough about Scott McLuhan. You got to understand that there are real human beings in these situations that I think some people that are removed from it don't want to understand that. And hopefully you heard and understood how that was. Before I let Mitch talk one more time, I'm also going to say April 5th is the podcast party. And if you're not there, you are missing out, because A, Mitch is going to buy you a beer. B, it's going to be a ton of fun. It's before a huge Caps game. We're going to be at Penn Quarter Sports Tavern from 5:30 to 8 o'clock, and it's going to be a blast. Stitch, real quick, what was your takeaway from the Bruce Allen interview?
Biggest thing I took away from Bruce's interview is talking about the draft coming up. There's been a lot of talk about Scott and what happened with him in the offseason. At the end of the day, that's kind of water under the bridge. It's over and done with. If I'm a Redskins fan, I'm looking forward to the draft. I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with number 17. And as you heard, listening to Bruce talk about taking a guy with the best grade, and that's a collaborative grade that he and the scouts have worked with, to me, that's an encouraging factor. To me, that's something that you want to hear.
That's a part that Scott was a part of.
Absolutely. It's not like he was completely out of bounds on this. But listening to Bruce talk about a collaborative effort in terms of selecting who they want at 17, you know what? To me, the more voices that are involved in it, the more scouts, the more GM/presidents that are involved.
President.
President.
President. Thank you.
Singular. President. That's a good thing. As long as it's not a singular person making that selection, to me, that's a good thing. I would feel confident if I'm a Redskins fan that the team is going to make a pick that is worthy of that selection.
All right, I got a couple things to touch on real quick. One, I want to thank our good friends at Commuter Connections. They're legitimately awesome. They always support us. All you got to do is just go to their website or go to their app, man. It's so easy. Carpool Now is the app. Everybody uses apps. Go to the app.
Check it out. It's super easy. It's great to use. They're our friends at Commuter Connections.
And it's free.
And free. What more could you ask for?
All right, but if you don't go to the app, 1-800-745-RIDE and commuterconnections.org is the website. But, all right, two things that I think really stand out. Beyond what Mitch said, and Mitch is generally correct, but if you have to think about one more thing, I think the Redskins are putting themselves into a situation where one of the most important things Bruce said to me here in Arizona was that he thinks, the way he considers it, is that the Redskins still have an option for Kirk Cousins for 2018. And that means transition tag or another tag. And that is a huge deal when all Redskins fans are thinking about, are they going to get a long-term deal done? The team president and de facto general manager just said he considers there to be a option for 2018. Remember that, folks. I am JP Finley. I really want to see you guys there at the podcast party, April 5th, Penn Quarter Sports Tavern. Mitch, will you be there?
I'll be there, and I promise you that both JP and I will be having a lot of fun. So will you guys. Make sure you show up. It's going to be a blast.
First beer is on CSN, assuming you're 21 and up. So be there. Folks, as always, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer. Say goodbye, Mitch.
See you later, guys.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.